Okay, welcome back to Gaming Frenzy by Captain Blockhead. Topic, Roblox. Alright, so we don't have our co-host with us tonight, well, both of them, but hopefully Noah Scent will join us later. So we're just going to start with the guest unmuted.
Okay.
So yeah, what do you think of the game itself?
The game itself, I mean the actual platform, I'm just going to give you my honest word, it's absolute crud.
Okay.
Honestly. It's honestly terrible.
I never really understood what the game was about. Like,
I mean, it's not a game, it's a game platform. There's like billions of players, and it's like Steam, but a five-year-old, basically.
Okay then. Yeah, I never understood it.
Yeah, like, it's honestly for five-year-olds and trolls, basically. Trolls, yeah. It's honestly a terrible website. Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, it's a browser, which is honestly not a very good start. Yeah. So it's a browser. It has an insane bop issue about scams, and their filters are, like, they have, like, gotten, not sued, but, like, complaints for adult content, claiming that they're a five-year-old website. Like, kids have found very, very, very inappropriate stuff on that website.
Yeah.
So, and if you think about it, they're, like, they have, like, Phantom Forces in, like, five games. Like, this website was designed for five-year-olds, and then you have, like, a game that's basically Call of Duty on that website. And, I mean, now, there is one okay game. The game platform is not the greatest, but the game itself is like PUBG and Call of Duty Black Ops had a baby, and that baby made a decision of going onto Roblox. And, I mean, the models are amazing. The physics are absolutely amazing, unlike Fortnite physics, which absolutely, like, but stink.
Fortnite physics are good. Other than the fact
Fortnite does not teach anything about...
Okay, if you shoot a bullet,
Fortnite does not teach you anything about gun safety.
In Fortnite, if you shoot a bullet in the air, it shouldn't come down. It should never come down.
Dude, who raised you? Dude. Okay. Hopefully, the maps are amazing. The lighting is amazing. The gun models, the graphics are not completely insane. Like, they're okay.
Like, they're not as good as Call of Duty.
Or Battlefront, whatever.
Or Battlefront.
Battlefront is amazing. Battlefront 2 is just absolute, but not on that right now. But yeah. So that's another good game. My brother plays it a lot more than I do, and he plays these games called Tycoons. I haven't played one in like years. But what you do is like you make money. And then you go buy weapons and you go kill people that are also trying to make money. And then you still steal their money. <I'm> like, and five-year-olds are playing these games. And I'm like, all right. Like,
all right. I'm going to go the Cuban steal government. Some money from my neighbor. Yeah,
the Cuban government. Oh, wow. So Roblox, I mean, there's a bunch of games. I mean, it's...
So that means we're moving on to mini games.
Yeah, so mini games isn't really like there's just like a bunch of games on it whatsoever.
Really mini games.
Yeah, I mean there is another game that I started playing, which is kind of fun. The gun models are terrible. The game is terrible. I just like the concept of the game. So the goal of the game is to get 31 kills.
Okay.
But every time you get a kill, you get a different gun, which is kind of weird for me, considering that I'm used to having that one loadout. Like in Battlefront, I use the E11 or whatever the sniper's called, and in the other game, Phantom Forces, the one that I like, I'm used to using like a sniper, like the BFG-50 or the M60. But this game, you can't get used to your gun. Like, you kill somebody, you move on.
Yeah.
Like, and some of the guns on there are like absolutely. There's like a baseball launcher, a fireball, a pizza gun, an egg launcher. Yeah, no. Oh, you throw pizza out. It's absolutely insanity. Ooh. But once you 30 kills or 31 kills, you get a golden knife. And you, if you once you kill somebody with that golden knife, you get you get the win. It's not battle royale. It can do free for all, four teams or two teams. Huh. I mean, it's okay. It's more of a time killer than like an actual like fun game.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to consider is in every single game, and especially first person shooter games on Roblox, are hackers.
Yeah.
Hackers
that,
are like
We're not into that category yet.
Oh.
That's like the fourth category. So.
Wait. Oh, I skipped players. Oh, yes. Wow, that was
players is a community. Like, what do you think okay, about the community?
The community is toxic 5-year-olds. Moving on. Well, honestly,
speaking of like toxic people, like I was playing dodgeball at my youth group one time, and like there were these people that were like, it hit the ground right by your foot, and they were like, "Oh, you're out." And then they were like,
okay, that's not toxic, that's just very competitive.
No, but wait.
I'm worried.
And then, like, I would throw a ball, it would bounce off them, and then they would be like, that didn't hit me! Like, and I was like, yes, it did! And they were like, what the beep are you talking about?
Wow, okay,
Roblox's
language filter isn't always like the best. Like, I mean, you can't actually say bad words or give out numbers or anything, but people found a way to use substitute for letters. Like, they'll use numbers for letters. And there's like constant, like, the player interaction is absolutely horrible. There's like online daters everywhere. There's hackers everywhere. Like, just know the community is absolutely like terrible. Like when somebody says like violent game, I think of like Call of Duty or something, or like Mortal Kombat. When somebody says like bad game, like a game that kids should not be playing is Roblox. That's the game I think of. That's so bad. A game designed for kids is not meant for kids.
Yeah.
Like that's But moving on to hackers. Now hackers are, let's just say they're like, have you ever hit a hamburger? It's like Roblox is a hamburger and hackers are beef. It's 100% hackers. All of it. Every single piece of it is hackers. In FPS, there are people like flying across the map, aimbotters. Like they'll be behind you. They'll be facing the opposite direction. The bullet will actually follow you and hit you in the head. There's speed glitchers. There are people that are like really that like Mach 50, like zoom zoom. I am the fastest man alive. Zoom 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 zoom. And then there's like, so then their most popular game on there. I'm pretty sure it's called. I think it's their most popular game. I hate it. It's called Jailbreak. There are so many hackers and scammers and like trying to get money on there. It's honestly, like I used to like that game, but honestly, there's the community just turned like some sour milk. Yep, that's basically all it was. There's just too many.
Oh my word.
Like, I think I have like almost 1,000 followers or something, but like 95% of them are all hackers. Not hackers, they're scammer bots. They're like bots that will like message you. And they're like, hey, do you want free Robux? Go to this website and the website will hack you.
Ooh.
Or download a
virus on you.
Yes, it's absolutely, what's it called? There are people with very inappropriate usernames, for a website that doesn't, like, it's made for kids. There's a lot of unfriendly content. Yeah, there's like, have you heard of the game Granny?
Yeah, but I've never played it.
They made that game on Roblox.
Oh my!
It originated. God. Yeah.
Well,
it's
the username filter. Like, my friend was trying to play War Thunder with me. So they had to make an account, and they tried to put their username to Poo Poo. But it wouldn't let them.
Dude, that like, they're like,
and Warzone is like, raid team. Come on.
Like, there are things on this Roblox, on this site, that I cannot unsee. It's honestly,
ooh,
I can't
that
even.
Bad,
that bad. Yes. I mean, there are, it's like, that's why I don't play that often. I mean, I have a bunch of extra Robux, but like, there's one game I play on it, and that's the game, I don't even play that often anymore, because I mean, first of all, I have Battlefront, and second of all, it's on Roblox.
Yeah, Roblox, but anyways.
Is honestly, I mean, the only reason I'd recommend Roblox, I mean, I don't, you know, before I'd recommend Roblox only to that one game. Now I can't, I mean, the bad on Roblox outweighs the little good that game had. And I tell them to like move it to Steam. But the problem is, it's like, it's so like their parents, Call of Duty, PUBG, you know. I mean, there's so many. It's a mutt, basically. but the cutest mutt ever. I feel like there would be some copyright issues, and they'd have to take their game down or something like that. So they probably don't want to do that. But it's honestly, it's, there are some pretty good games. I mean, there is a racing game on there that it's honestly has, not the best graphics, but like insane models, like insane models.
What about BeamNG Drive? Like, what?
BeamNG? No, I don't like BeamNG.
Compared to the models. Compared to the models.
BeamNG probably about the same.
Okay.
There's a game with better models, but it's more of a racing game, and not a big fan of racing games, but it's on a completely different website. But moving on. So
privacy issues.
It's like privacy issues. Okay. People are getting hacked day and night. Roblox Roblox has been I don't really want to bring up old wounds, but they've been known to sell people's information.
Holy crap.
And stuff like that. Like, not sell people's information. They're not super secure. Like
their website gets hacked and hackers.
Yeah, their website has been hacked multiple times. Let's see.
What the heck?
What's it called? The verification email thing. You have to do that a whole different separate. You don't have to, when you make your account, you don't get to verify it right there. You have to verify it on a complete, and I forgot about that. And my account was literally out in the open. Somebody could have just swooped in and just like grabbed it with their own email, but I had to verify it. But it's not very private. I mean, there are settings that you can change, so like it's private enough, but like, so people can't message you and people can't send you friend requests and people can't follow you or whatever. But that's still like your account is out there and there are hackers everywhere, like I said.
And then like the online dangers and stuff. Yeah, that's just crap.
Yeah, it honestly, what's it called? I mean, you can advertise your YouTube channel and stuff on there, which is, the problem is you need more than 100 subscribers, because the thing is you need a custom URL, and you put that, and there'll be like a little icon that you can click on there. It's security, account security code. It's honestly, I mean, they added more, I'm looking at it right now, they added more, more security features.
If they, like, make it better, like, if they make the website more kid-friendly, then I think, like, it would be a better game in general.
Probably, but it's honestly, I know people that play it, but, like, it's honestly meant for 5-year-olds, but, like, 18-year-old stuff is on there. Yeah. It's honestly not okay.
And then there's, like, 33-year-olds trying to get into a relationship with 14-year-olds.
Then there's people trying to figure out where you live. I mean, I remember that there was this one guy, I kept killing it in Phantom Forces, right? And I'm with my friend. I think you know Kaz. Do you remember Kaz?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so we're killing, WAM I mean, server. Yeah, okay, yeah, he's ranked, like 105, right? So he's getting a bunch of kills, and I'm killing this guy, the guy's, like, swearing at me, and he's like, dude, you a hacker, you're a hacker. And I'm, like, only, like, rank 50 at the time.
And you're
like,
just something. Like, no, it's just...
No, I'm like, no, and I'm pretty sure he's a higher rank than me. He's like, you hacker, stop hacking. He's like, no, beep, beep, beep. So I'm just like, he's like, how about no? And he's like, this is it. I'm getting my IP tracker out. And my friend just goes, you're done. And he just slash vote kick, and the entire server vote kicks him out.
Ooh.
It's hilarious. It was like the top 5 epic betrayal moments. It was just amazing. The entire server turned on him. It was absolutely amazing. Like, the Phantom Forces community is like the CSGO community.
I've never
Oh, that's CSGO. Another game that's that has too much in common with Phantom Forces. But, let's see. The CSGO, what's it called? It's like 75% bad, 25% good.
Like, wait, which one? CSGO or Roblox?
Phantom Forces, sorry.
The Roblox.
But, like, Roblox is like 95% bad, 5% good.
Oh, my word. This is going to be a short episode.
Yeah. I still can't. Yeah, because it's so bad. I'm like.
Yeah. You just want to rush through this because it's so bad.
Well, I mean, Emily's like. He's like, okay, today we're going to do an episode on Roblox. Me, crud, the episode's finished.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, with competitors like Steam and Battle.net and, like, Origin, I don't understand how they're staying live. I mean, like, just five-year-olds using their mom's credit card to get Roblox. I mean, which oh, has happened word. In the past, and they don't refund it. They don't refund it. We're saying, oh, we're refund it. I'm wow. Ooh. Like you're money hungry. I mean, wow, just
they like from hearing that, they do seem kind of money hungry. They just yeah.
Another thing is, like, YouTubers that do Roblox, their subscriber count doesn't go up for like years. I'm just saying, Mumbo Jumbo, Grian, like, those are some big YouTubers that only did Minecraft. They stuck to one thing, and look how far that got them. And then there's, like, some YouTubers, like, and Mumbo Jumbo and Grian haven't been doing this for that long. I mean, Mumbo Jumbo has been doing this for, like, since YouTube came out. But then there are people who have been doing this for, like, longer than that, only Roblox, and they're, like, a quarter of the subscriber count.
Yeah.
Like, then there are people that, like, that, like, have other channels that they do other stuff, like Apex Legends or Fortnite or Minecraft. Minecraft is a very successful game. Let's see another game.
Yeah, considering the fact that I just gained 4 subscribers in one day.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I gained 3 subscribers in my past week, which isn't that big, but, I mean, it's big for me. So.
Yeah.
And I've been doing multiple games. I don't like to do only one game because that limits my options and limits my...
Yeah.
I like to expand my horizon, but the only thing I don't like doing is Roblox. Like,
yeah.
I posted a video. I don't want... In case any of my fans are watching, which I highly doubt, I posted a video and I didn't notice till after. I left chat on and there was some stuff going on in the chat. And I'm like, I didn't want to... I didn't know. I'm not a big editing fan. And I'm like, I wanted to get that video out. And I'm like...
You should have just sent it to me on Skype. And then I could have edited it for you.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? I'm like, you know what? Like, you know, I'm just going to do it and hope nobody sees it.
Yeah. When I reviewed one of my videos, like, first time playing on Hypixel, there were, like, a bit of inappropriate things going on in the chat.
And yeah,
I didn't even notice that. Watched it after it was on my YouTube channel, and I didn't edit the videos back then, so.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even make thumbnails.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't make thumbnails either. I mean, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I just, like, 3 months ago, maybe more, I started making thumbnails.
But, yeah. But the pros and cons are relaxed. Cons?
Most of
the cons? Crud. Con 2, crud. Con 3, the only reason you're playing with this is you're a 50-year-old man living in your parents' basement, or you have nothing better to do in your life. To the point in your life where you're so pathetic that you can't even pay, like, the $5 for Undertale, the $10 for Terraria, or heck, the $24 for Minecraft. Like, get a life! If you're older than the age of 5 and you're still playing Roblox, if you're older than the age of 15 and you're still playing Roblox, just my prayers are with you. Just go get a life. Go get a life. Yeah, go get life. Go tell your parents to evict you.
And then those people who don't have life. What's a life?
I was like, what's life? People who spend like their life on the computer. What's life? Okay. I mean, I kind of just insulted myself there, but
Yeah, well,
pro. I mean, there's only one pro on Roblox. Like, that one game. I mean, that like,
one game.
Like, the ratio is like.
I've never played like, it, so.
The ratio is kind of like. The chances of winning. It's like Stan Lee versus Thanos' army. Now, before you say Stan Lee controls them all, I mean, like, in the movie. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, the bad is going to win over Roblox. I mean, I can't recommend it. I can't stop recommending it. Like, I mean, I can't not recommend it. I mean, like, I'm not saying I want to recommend it, but I can't put this into words. It's just so bad. So, absolutely like,
you
so
don't
want
to recommend anything on Roblox, but you want to recommend nope. the one game.
Yeah, I want to recommend the one game, but I mean, like, honestly, I don't know if that one game is enough.
Yeah,
anymore,
you don't think the one game is worth it, worth all the time.
No, I mean it's free. That's one con pro.
Con, huh? I mean, free games are a con, huh?
Yeah. I mean that's a pro, but I mean like, I'd rather play. I mean, Steam is free, and there's a lot. I mean, like,
there's a lot of free games on there
on Steam that are a lot better. I mean, yeah. Like, you have to win the games, and it's like. 10 times better than Roblox. I mean, yeah. It's not as good as that Final Forces game, but I mean, it's 10 times better than Roblox.
All right. Well, we got to end the video. Not the video. The podcast but here.
The podcast, yes.
Not the video. It's not a video. But, yeah.
It could be.
It could be. It's going to be on my premiere on my YouTube channel tomorrow.
Go oh, nice. Out.
Wait,
can
but,
I? Yeah. Wait.
With my new slogan for my YouTube channel, don't forget to keep on gaming. Goodbye.